When a covert agent misses their check-in, you get worried. And young Zach, part of our KVI insurgency, missed his check-in at 4:15. And Mike and I are freaking out going, where's young Zach? Well, now we have him. And apparently there's a good reason he missed his check-in. Zach, what's going on down there in Chicago?
Well, when you get an opportunity to talk to a man who was Kamala Harris's chief of staff for 9 years, I'm sorry, Ari, you get bumped.
Okay, so you're talking to Kamala Harris's chief of staff. What'd he tell you?
Well, I can't fully disclose that just yet. I had to sign some stuff or whatnot, but you know what? We'll debrief and get back to that later, but you know what? Let me try to think what I can even... You know, we'll come back to that. I don't
okay.
know what I can tell you, what I can't tell you.
So you're truly a spy now. You may tell me, but
I'm
you may have to kill me.
I'm not behind a trash can anymore, Ari. That was yesterday. Mike knows what I'm talking about.
I do
the
indeed.
The listeners know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so
was,
young Zach.
That was my remote broadcast location.
You've been undercover at the DNC. You've been talking to people. Give me an idea of what it's like in the room. You went to the RNC with us. It was very upbeat. It was very optimistic. It was unified. We see a lot of stuff here in Seattle. The Seattle Times is talking about how giddy the Washington State delegates are. Is it the same kind of unity feeling, or is it the same kind of we just hate Donald Trump?
Yeah, well, you're right that I'm talking to a lot of people. Not a lot of people are talking to me. But that seems to be the theme. You know, that has nothing to do with who we are or myself or anything like that. That's a weird theme here in Media Row. Before I get to the mood of what's going on, Ari, you remember at the RNC, was there ever a time in Media Row when there wasn't somebody walking around, somebody doing interviews, somebody sitting down with a media outlet? Was there ever just a lull when there was nobody?
Never. There never was, except for very, very early in the morning before everybody showed up, or very, very
late
at night.
And that's still when we got Jim Jordan. That's still when we got Rick Scott.
Exactly.
That's still when we got Senator Katie Britt. That is not the case here. Media Row. Now, what they have done, which is fun for me, the VIP entrance spits right out into Media Row. So all the celebrities, all the big names come right on through here. Now, the difference is they're not exactly looking to do media hits. Exhibit A here, if we got that Mark Hamill clip, I talked to Luke Skywalker himself very briefly. Don't blink, you'll miss it. Mr. Hamill, what'd you think of Joe Biden's speech last night?
Fantastic. I'm speechless.
That's all.
And that's a wrap.
That's it.
Now, I've given Mike a few lines, and I'd like to do a radio kind of a play, old school radio play.
I love this.
A production of a reenactment of an interview I had with a Mr. Kenan Thompson. So I spot him walk in the door immediately, and I say, Kenan, who are you most excited to see tonight? And he said,
everyone.
And then I said, well, what about President Bill Clinton? Are you excited to see President Bill Clinton? And to me, he said,
I'm just trying to see the Jordan statue.
And that was that. So I'm starting a new segment here on the Ari Hoffman Show. It's called Celebrities That Don't Want to Talk to Me.
That's very
good.
But within that lies
another observation that I'm seeing a lot of celebrities. I met Inigo Montoya today. This is all fun. This is all great. But that's not what we're here for. Where are the politicians? Where are the congressmen? Where are the congresswomen? Where are the senators? They're not here. They're not talking. They're here. They're running right past. I see one walk past right now. No one's stopping. No one's doing radio. No one's doing TV. I don't know what they're running. Well, I do know what they're running from. But you know what? It's really different here on the media front. It's making my job very difficult. And I assure you I am trying. But you know what? One of the best ones I got from yesterday was Rob Reiner. And what a nice guy he was, honestly. I waited patiently to get a quick one-question interview with him because I wanted to make a dumb Spinal Tap joke. And he actually stood there and took a couple questions. I think we've got that audio here as well. Can I ask you one quick question, Mr. Reiner?
Yeah, sure.
What do the Democrats have to do to turn it up to 11 tonight?
We've already turned it up to 11. I mean, with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, if you were here last night, I mean, the applause. I mean, Hillary was incredible. The party has completely coalesced around Kamala and Tim Walz, and we are already at 11. Maybe we'll turn it up past.
What did you make of the Joe Biden sort of passing the torch to Kamala Harris last night?
Well, he did what any great statesman, any great leader, any great public service servant would do, which is he cares more about the people he serves than about himself. And so he'll go down. If we win this election, which I believe we will, he'll go down in history as singularly as the person who saved American democracy.
Now, seeing some of the demonstrations outside of the convention hall, what needs to happen on stage for people at home to kind of make a connection between the unity inside of this convention hall and what's going on outside?
Well, I think they are. I mean, you know, if you're inside the convention hall and you're here all day, it can seem like it's dragging on. But the people at home are seeing the main points that are being made, and those points are being connected, being very clearly connected. The choice couldn't be more stark, and you'll either choose, like you say, a criminal or a person who knows how to prosecute a criminal.
Now, Zach, that actually, his last line there actually scares me a lot, and let me tell you why.
It
Rob
sure
Reiner,
does.
For anything you say about him, he is a great filmmaker. I don't think there's any movie of his that I have not enjoyed. That guy knows how to manipulate emotions. That guy knows how to mess with the media. That guy knows how to make a movie. And he is describing exactly how Americans are having the wool pulled over their eyes with what's going on with Kamala Harris and the fact that you just told me that they don't have surrogates out there for the campaign. They don't have surrogates out there for the DNC. They don't want to talk to anybody. It's horrifying because they're intentionally doing this to try and make sure there's no snafus so that way they can keep the focus on the joy of the party.
Sure, yeah, and you know, at the RNC, we had those volunteers that were helping us book guests. And they were very helpful in helping us kind of facilitate some of these interviews. They have those here, too. We have one working with us. His name's Andrew. Very helpful, very nice guy, but we're getting no interviews. In fact, he came up to me yesterday, and he apologized. He said, I don't know what's going on. You know, none of these politicians want to talk. He said, I used to be a staffer for a congressman, and he took every interview. And so I don't know if this is new. I don't know what's going on, but it's very odd. But you had asked about the mood here. And I've kind of described it as a tale of two Chicagos. We have the mood inside the convention hall, which is excitement. They love Kamala Harris. Clearly are thankful that it's her and not Joe Biden that they're here to see. But then outside of the arena, we're talking to our Uber drivers and the locals, and they are not seeing what we're seeing within these walls. They're seeing the protests. They're seeing the demonstrations. They're seeing all this sort of stuff that I think America is too. And that's what I tried to ask Rob Reiner, is what needs to happen to, you know, get some sort of coherent message across that I don't think they're doing here in the convention hall. They're kind of just glazing over what's really going on within their party.
So, Zach, did they clean up Chicago the same way they cleaned up Milwaukee, the same way they clean up Seattle when Taylor Swift or the All-Star Game comes to town? Did they clean up the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, from my understanding, all my best intel comes from Uber drivers. They said they were mowing the lawns right up to the last minute. They were, you know, slapping decals on stuff, hanging signs, all that sort of last-minute touch-up stuff right up to the very end, just to get the city in a little bit more presentable state. But the one thing I've noticed and what I'm thankful for is it doesn't seem like the Chicago Police Department messes around. From, I think, what we've all seen online, they are not Seattle PD in the sense that they are allowed to, if you're going to bust through a barrier, you're not going back to the other side, that's for sure.
Now, young Zach, in the last few minutes we have with you before we have to run, so at the RNC, you had these barriers, you had all the security. I assume that same kind of security is in place. Are the demonstrators kept far away from that security the way they were in Milwaukee? Because how are they still getting so close to the perimeter?
I'm not sure, but from all my experiences, I've yet to see a protest. I've yet to see a demonstrator aside from those that are delegates. We've played that audio throughout the week. They're kind of having their own somewhat peaceful demonstration protesting Kamala Harris's stance on Israel. But I've yet to have to deal with any sort of aftermath or effects of a protest. I think those are being kept at a pretty safe distance or are happening way after I get up. I'm sure they sleep in, but.
Gotcha. Now, Zach, just before we let you go, are they checking bags before you come in? Because if you remember, day one, they were checking bags. But then once you're inside the perimeter, it was a lot easier to get around. They weren't checking bags as much. Are they looking for anything? Do you see like Palestinian flags, keffiyehs being snuck in? Is it anything like that?
Snuck in? What do you mean snuck in? I see them worn. They have all these. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. The keffiyehs are worn with pride on the way in. They say, you know, Democrats for Palestine and things of the sort. So there's no sneaking in. I mean, like, good luck bringing a hydro flask in, but a keffiyeh, come on through.
They're doing a good job of keeping that stuff off TV. I'll say that for sure. You're not seeing any of that stuff in prime time. Young Zach, you stay safe out there. Thank you for bringing us the intel from the inside. Really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And thank you to All Red Heating and Air Conditioning for sponsoring KVII's On the Inside.
We do appreciate our sponsors making sure this is possible so we can bring you the latest details of what's happening at the DNC.